John, second night in a row where you had that point right there and you couldn't close it. Does that make it frustrating to have it happen two nights in a row like that?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. What was the – obviously the penalty at the end of the game was obvious, but early in the game you had opportunities to score. Did you have a sense that those might come back to bite you as the game played on?
No. We played our ass off tonight. Yeah. It's sloppiness with the penalty. Just total sloppiness, and it costs us.
So we get yours down on the Emelin hit on them.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about Emelin's hit. I don't care about Emelin's hit.
How about the way you guys competed here tonight? I mean,
we played our ass off. Yeah. We played well enough to win, and we found a way to lose. They didn't beat us. We beat ourselves.
Team support, John, especially not only Nick's fight, but him hustling back on the odd man rush and making the big plays like that. It's gratifying to see your team back up one another in so many different ways.
Yeah, we played well. We played well against one of the top teams in the league. But we found a way to beat ourselves with sloppiness.
It seems like Brendan Sant had a lot of good chances, good looks at the net. What do you tell a guy?
Yeah, we put him. We made a switch and put him up with Doobie, and that seemed to help him. We need to get him going. Played better the second half of the game. I mean, he has a chance to score for us to take a lead. Condon makes a great save on him. Both goalies made great saves. But you just can't lose a game like that the way we did. And this is what kicks you at the end of the year. You have no chance of competing in any type of postseason play if you lose games that way.
Talk about your five-minute power play that could have been a big
difference for you guys. Yeah, it didn't happen. Both teams killed penalties very well. At the end, they score one. So they win the game.